Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, April 2nd, 2019. On this day in 1800, Ludwig van Beethoven led the premiere of his first symphony in Vienna. The first fatal accident this year in which a cyclist died happened 6 weeks ago near Alexanderplatz. An increasing number of such accidents are occurring in the city, usually injuring those involved. In the next 2 weeks, the police will intensify their oversight. Until April 12th, the authorities will be monitoring the turning of motor vehicles. The number of bicycle accidents has increased in recent years. In 2018, the police registered a total of 1,694 cyclist accidents in the city caused by careless turning. 1,553 cyclists were injured. 4 people were killed. And a year earlier, 1,260 cyclists were injured in 1,514 such accidents, with 4 deaths as well. The police now want to respond to these numbers with their action weeks. Items that can obstruct the view of a driver, like a football pennant, garlands, pictures, or curtains, which impair the view into the rearview mirrors, will be prohibited. In the first week, police will educate and sensitize drivers and cyclists. In the second week, violations will be punished with fines. A spokesperson for the police remarked, quote, "With the traffic safety campaign, we want to encourage road users to behave responsibly and in accordance with regulations, especially when making turns, in order to prevent accidents with cyclists." These so-called action weeks are causing criticism among motorists, however. Members of the Taxi Guild demand that cyclists must also have consequences for disregarding traffic rules. In a similar campaign last year, 2,505 drivers were stopped and made aware after making a wrong turn. In 1,913 cases, they had to pay a fine. Monday's focus was the intersection of Prenzlauer Allee and Danzigerstraße in Pankow from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. A week later, traffic offenders will be monitored at Alexanderstrasse and Karl Marx Allee, the place where the aforementioned cyclist from Kreuzberg lost her life 6 weeks ago. After SPD state leader and governing mayor Michael Müller attacked his coalition partners on Saturday at the state party conference, the Greens and the left have reacted to the criticism. Müller had accused the two allies of blocking the new police laws for months and said that this would have consequences. Müller stated, quote, "We can't go on like this any longer," adding that he made a revenge foul in the Senate by blocking 2 items of the Greens and the left, which will not be decided on until they reach a reasonable agreement on internal affairs and security. Antje Kappek, leader of the Green Parliamentary Group, told the Berliner Zeitung that Berliners are longing for a governing mayor who has visions instead of one who wants to solve problems with, quote, defiant gestures. She added that it is the SPD that is currently, quote, blocking everything that comes from the Greens. Deputy head of government and culture, Senator Klaus Lederer of the left, tweeted that the SPD had a, quote, amazing picture of itself. The background is the conflict in the coalition over internal security and video surveillance. Among other things, the SPD wants to introduce the electronic ankle cuff for dangerous persons, allow police to shoot to kill in self-defense, use telephone surveillance by means of silent SMS, and more video surveillance. A motion passed by the SPD, which spoke out against a tightening of the police law or the ASOG, caused confusion. The members of the party did not want to commit themselves at the party conference on the subject of the expropriation of large housing companies, and the return of teachers to the civil service was initially rejected, but now they want to re-examine it. In the Neuköllner Schillerkiez, more and more residents are joining forces to defend themselves against rising rents, luxury modernization, and the termination of their apartments. On Sunday, more than 60 people met for a walk in the neighborhood, and the tenants of several properties reported on the current status of their dispute with their building's owner. The starting point was the pub Syndikat on Weisestrasse 56. The operating team there had received a notice of lease termination at the end of 2018. Initially, the property management offered to negotiate a new lease, but later withdrew its offer. The owner is the Pears Global Real Estate Group, based in London, which bought the property in 2015. According to a Syndicat employee, because the premises were still open, the company filed a lawsuit and are still waiting for mail from the court to be delivered at some point about an eviction. They are trying to keep the business going and networking with other tenants in the city who are affected by displacement. The tenants also joined forces at Weissestrasse 8, where a student reported from a flat-sharing community in the building. The apartments had been converted, and the owner of the building tried to persuade the tenants to move out. The Schillerkiez is a sought-after district, located near the Tempelhofer Feld, which has developed into the largest recreation area in Berlin, which is why nearby properties have become increasingly interesting for investors. In the summer of 2018, many residents in the Schillerkiez received the announcement that their rented apartments were to be converted into ownerships. More and more buildings in the neighborhood are being taken over by major investors, according to one of the initiators of the neighborhood walk, adding that many tenants are afraid of displacement, including those who care for an elderly family member and for whom it is difficult to find a comparable apartment. Since it has been known that the Syndicat is to close, the pub team and its supporters have initiated a variety of protest actions. The team also made a trip to London and the headquarters of the Pears Global Real Estate Group at the end of last year. According to a Syndicat employee, there they were advised to look for other premises in Berlin. The German career network XING is expanding its business with another takeover. For a basic purchase price of 22 million euros, the group acquired the niche provider Honeypot, a Berlin-based company that offers a job platform for IT experts. The basic purchase price is to be supplemented by performance-related payments of up to 35 million euros. This is the largest takeover of the company to date. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.